Welcome to Real Talk and Rosé Uncensored. I'm your host, Coral Athena.
All right, so I'm going to just brief you on how this episode is going to go. It's a two-parter. I've never done this before, so it's going to interchange on subjects because I kind of fucked up. I'm new to this whole podcasting thing and I can't figure out what I did, but I recorded two episodes back-to-back on the same podcast. So what's going to happen is you just heard the introduction to Real Talk and Rosé, then you hear this, then it goes into one of the episodes, then there'll be an interlude. Oh my gosh, did I say that correctly? Okay, for my podcast people, you better let me know if I said that correctly. Then it'll go to the next podcast and then it'll be over. So essentially you're getting two episodes in one. I know, cool. It's not what I wanted, but it is what it is. Can't really change it. And I love both of them. And work with me, people. I haven't hit 50 podcast episodes yet. So, like, it's going to be trash. This whole podcast is just, it is what it is. It's a mess. They say, like, it's so funny to me. Okay, side story. And then, obviously, we'll end this. So, you're getting, like, kind of, like, three side stories, I suppose. When we think of starting something, we're like, no, because we're going to suck at it. And embrace the suckiness. I don't know. Is that even a word, suckiness? Just embrace the fact that you're A, new, B, like, find the glory in the mess. Sometimes I go on Instagram and I'm like, holy, this person is incredible. I have over 10,000 followers. Like, have beautiful photos. Look at that selfie. And then when you scroll, they either A, deleted it, or they still have it when they were just new, when they just started that 100 following, when they started that 200 following, when they finally picked up and, like, kept going. So there's great, you need to give yourself grace, love, and reassurance that it's going to get better. Okay. Every podcast I listen to of myself, I'm like, whoo, don't do that, do this, change that. And it's a learning curve. And too many times I find myself, and maybe you find yourself, giving up, not doing, because you don't want to embrace the fact that you suck. Well, chances are 100% of people aren't going to find the first 10 podcasts that you were bad at, and they're going to fall in love with, like, podcast 57 that you're amazing at. And, like, I hope that you like this one. And if you don't, I learn from it so that you can find one that you do love. If that makes, I don't know. Do I make any sense? Anyways, I hope you enjoy. What you're going to listen to next is me talking about why I'm your greatest, best friend in the world, and what you can expect from me and my personality. So a little introduction, and then the interlude, the switchover happens where I talk about my driving anxiety, and then that's it. I love you. I hope you gain some kind of something from this. If not, I'll just gain that this was not a good podcast episode, and I'll move on, and the next one will be better. So it's a win-win. I'm going to learn something. You're going to take away something. And if you don't take away anything, then I'm going to do the takeaways. I love you. I hope you enjoy. Catch you on the next one. Hello. Welcome to Real Talk and Rosé. I am so excited that you're here. Gosh, you know, I'm always excited. Let's just jump straight to the chase. I want to reintroduce myself and give you, I don't know, 12, 13 things on the reasons why I'm a fantastic friend to call yours. So, number one, your house will never be as crazy as mine ever. Dogs, makeup, shoes. Yeah, it's an instant confident booster if you're my friend. They'll come over and be like, at least I got my life together compared to Coral. Two, I will always be drinking wine. 11 a.m., noon, 5 p.m., it's gonna happen. so you don't have to worry about looking like the alcoholic. Unless we have to drive, then we can Uber or I won't drink. As you know, side note, you can go over to my sobriety month, which was January. And I'm not that crazy alcoholic that everybody thinks, but I do love to indulge in drinking wine. So you can always see me drinking, okay? So if you're like, let's have some wine at 11 a.m., I'm not going to say no. 3. I will always have Advil, Gravel, a medication of any kind whenever you need them. Because I'm a walking pharmacy. I feel like I always end up needing one of those things. Whether I get car sick, have anxiety, my head hurts, my neck hurts. I feel like I'm an 80-year-old woman in a 25-year-old body. So I got you covered. 4. This girl is a hot mess. Barely functioning as an adult. Can we pause for a moment? Like, when is 28 an adult? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just barely getting started. So I'm not going to judge you. Trust me. You're probably going to be better prepared than I am. Where's my phone? Oh, yeah. In my hands. I get that moment all the time. Okay, so 5. I hate picking restaurants. Okay, hold on a second. When I say that I hate picking restaurants, can we just pause for a moment? You can pick, it's fine, but this is like for like hanging out with girlfriends. But like if it's a date, I kind of like to pick. I have like the top 5 restaurants that I love. But like when my mom comes over or whatever, she can pick. So we can eat wherever, whenever. I'm not picky unless it's a date. And even if it is a date and it seems like a cool opportunity, we go there and then we come back and we get in the car. There's McDonald's down the street somewhere, okay? I'm sure we can get like a dollar pop and french fries. Which, by the way, an extra large french fry with ketchup, brand new hot. Ugh. That's one of my guilty pleasures, McDonald's. 6. I will be fully myself as often as I possibly can. And hopefully that will let you feel free to be fully yourself too. I am a judgment-free zone. You want to talk about bad jokes? I'm your girl. You want to, I don't know, guys. I don't know. I'm just winging it, okay? I'm your girl for no judgment. Because half the time, I'm probably doing it. Can I just say, can we pause for a moment? When I got really sick in February, I feel like my voice has not gone back. I feel like it's broken, so I need to, like, work on that. Okay, 10. I'm just weird all the time. So, girl, you're gonna look hotter in any selfie we take. I'm all about boosting your confidence. Trust me, I'm gonna be like, why did I look like that? Why did I put my face like that? I didn't know my face could move like that in, like, all the kinds of photos. I'm a dog mom of 3. Trust me, your little love bug can't do anything more embarrassing than one of the 3 of my dogs. Was that 10? Did I say 10 twice? I think I just repeated 10 and, like, skipped 10. I don't know. I don't know where we're at in this, like, listy list. Let me just scroll for a minute. Just pause. See what I'm saying? This is a story of my life. I, like, skip numbers, repeat numbers. I don't know. Let's go on to 11. I don't have a ton of plans, so I'm probably going to say yes to whatever it is. Just make sure you text. I love talking on the phone, okay, guys? But, like, texting is, like, the best. You text me some plans, I'm going to be there. You can count on me, even though I'm a walking, as my mother would say, disaster. And I, like, only allow my mom to say that, to be honest, because, like, it's mean. I don't know why. Can we pause for a minute? I don't know why we allow people in our lives that are family to hinder our lives.
We wouldn't let a stranger, like, this is all, like, tongue-in-cheek, kind of, like, funny, me being funny, okay? But, like, let's just get on a serious note, because there's always something serious I have to say. All right. Okay, while I'm introducing myself, there's always something serious I have to say. I can have real conversation and sit and have, like, serious conversation, okay? Because that, like, if you want to get into those kind of conversations, I will, and I will honor your opinion, no problem, no question asked. But before we skip on to 11 and a half, okay, because it kind of, like, combines with number 11, is I will be there for you, is why do we allow people in our circle, like our family, like our moms, cousins, close friends, friends we've known for a long time, boyfriends, things of that nature, boyfriends that have been in our lives for a long time, why do we allow them to say the mean, hurtful, nasty things? It's just a question. Because if your aunt is always coming over and putting you down, at some point, don't you think to yourself, like, she's got to go, and it would be better to be sitting alone in peace than with your aunt making fun of you? And I struggle a lot with my mom on that one, because my mom likes to take what I say as, like, a tongue-in-cheek kind of joking, where I'm, like, a hot mess. Yes, I am all over the place, but there is organization in my chaos. And to be honest, my mom is just as chaotic, probably where I get it from. But I allow her to say these things that I wouldn't allow anybody else. I know, right? Okay, so rewind. Let's get back into it. 11 and a half. I am down for 4-hour nightly phone calls, if that's what you want to do. Because, hello, I'm a 1992 baby. I grew up with having my dad say, get it off the phone. He didn't really realize how right he would be with how expensive my phone bill is. I don't know where y'all from, but in Canada, y'all from. Oh, gosh. I swear I talk differently on my podcast sometimes. Or not. I probably just talk like that and don't realize it. But my dad used to be like, you better marry a rich man who wants to pay for your phone bill because it's going to be outrageous. Little did he know that instead of just phone bill, like talking, I would have a data bill of like excessive over 10 gig. It's a good thing I get to spend most of my days hanging out on my sofa. Okay? It's a good thing because I have Wi-Fi here. If I didn't have Wi-Fi, I don't know what would happen. I think my phone bill would be outrageous, probably in the 500 zone. Side note, so funny how my dad was all like, better marry rich. It's like, I can't become the rich one. I can't be the CEO of my life. Oh, gosh. I'm a little sassy for 28. I will say, it's just because I'm in so sick that I'm just like, I'm at the point where it's just funny. It's like, how can my body be this banged up? We don't know. Number 12. I will be down for any trip ever. No, honestly. I would just say, pull into that gas station and let me grab some of all the things. You need a Red Bull. You need a water. Not just any water, Voss water. You need beef jerky. You need sweet and sour candies. You need chocolate. No, you do. Then you need like a Slurpee, okay? Because like, hello, Slurpee. Probably with ice cream if they have it. Slurpee and ice cream. Amazing. Then you're probably going to want like, I don't know. They have like french fries and stuff or like those wedges. Definitely need those. Maybe pizza. Depending on who's at the counter, okay? Okay? I am a germaphobe, so it depends. Depends if the pizza looks like it's brand new or not, okay? Maybe a corn dog. Then you head on over. You need gum. You need the cigarettes. Oh, no, no. Rewind. I don't smoke anymore. So, no cigarettes. You need a scratch ticket, about $2, okay? Those are so much fun. I probably get, like, 5 of them because they're $2 each. But I don't religiously gamble. And then, of course, you know, the puppy that's for sale on the corner. You know, the essentials to any trip. I know, right? The puppy on the corner. Honestly, five of my friends have been like, yeah, I went to the park and came home with a dog. So, basically, let's recap. When I'm in, I'm all in. If you need to cry about a boy, I'm there. I'm your girl to tell you he's silly. Want to just sleep on the sofa because you're sick? I'll make you chicken noodle soup. Need your head rubbed because you got a headache? I'll be there. I'm there times three. Be my friend. Stay loyal. Just be you. I got you, babe. This world just needs more of that. And that's what I try to bring to the table. And if the world's flat in your life, let's just walk to the edge and back. And I won't argue if it is or it isn't. I love you guys. Can't wait to produce more podcasts for you. And I cannot wait for what 2020 brings. Hello. I'm so excited that you're here. Let me just get you pumped up. Repeat after me. I am amazing. I am amazing. I am doing all the things that breed success into my life. I am doing all the things that breed success into my life. I am a powerhouse. I am a powerhouse. And I can do whatever my mind comes up with. I hope you're having a wonderful whatever time of the day it is for you. Let's get into it. Today, I want to talk about your story. So one day, you will tell your story about what you overcame and the battle you went through. So other people will know that they aren't alone. And they too can make it through. So, I normally post inspirational thoughts or how you can do anything with your life. Like, hello. We just started with mantras. And if you're not on the mantra train, it's time to get on the mantra train. Okay, so can we pause for one moment here? Off topic. Squirrel moment. I have on my wonderful mirror little like I am statements because they are the most powerful. You can breathe anything into life. That's what I think. And so I have these: I am beautiful. I am smart. I am wonderful. I am bringing all the things I need in my life into it. Like just a bunch of I am statements. I wish I was like could get out of my bed right now, but I'm just comfortable. And me being comfortable is probably one of the hardest things to figure out. So, back to the episode. I normally post inspirational thoughts or how you can hear anything you want. How you can have anything you want in life. But sometimes we have to have the real talk. And that's why I called it Real Talk and Rosé. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek if you think about it. So we have real talk, which is the nitty-gritty, like, don't call yourself ugly. Don't say you can't do something. And then we have the rosé part, which is me always being a little bubbly, a little fun. You know, like taking the edge off, if you will. That's why people have nightcaps. Side note, okay? So like people go to bed with like a nightcap, which is originally like a shot of whiskey or whiskey and Coke or something to like wind down to like go to bed. And over the years, it's changed into, like, different, like, sleepy night teas and stuff. But, like, for the most part, when people mean nightcap, the reference is actually to, like, drinking alcohol before bed. So there you have it. Okay, on the side note on how I came up with Real Talk and Rosé. Real Talk is, like, talking about, like, the necessities of life and, like, the actual things that are important. But then there's also the bubbly side, which is the rosé side. So that's me. So, back to the episode. If you didn't know this about me, lately I can't drive. I would rather be on an airplane than in a car. And 5 years ago, it was the reverse. I would rather be driving than be on an airplane. And driving honestly used to be the most exciting thing for me. But since my car accident, I have the most
anxiety, panic attacks in the history of, like, my whole life of, like, oh, shit, I gotta drive. So this 2020, I've been working really hard to figure out ways to get out in the world. And I have been bringing Ebbs, my Rottweiler, everywhere with me. Okay? It's so funny. I went to get my lashes done. It's like a 10-minute drive, okay? So my doctor's like, get out of the house when you can. So I was like, okay, that can't be too hard. You literally get in your vehicle, drive 10 minutes, sleep for 2 hours, drive home. And then you got your lashes done. So I thought that would be like a really easy thing for me to do. You're laying in a bed, okay? So I'm like, I switched beds and I was able to like get out of the house. So I bring like Ebbs with me. And people are always like, is that your dog in the car? And it's like, uh-huh. And I don't know, it's not, some people are like, oh, well, isn't that like distracted driving and stuff? But, you know, she's not sitting on my lap. When I bring the Chihuahuas places, oh, she's wrestling in my bed. Hi, Ebbs. It's like 8 a.m. I woke up so early today and I was like, time to get some podcasts recorded because you never know what life's going to swing at you. And sometimes I'm like, goodness, what if I get really sick for the next like 4 days and I can't produce content for you? So I always like to record quite a bit while I'm feeling up to it. So Ebbs is just sitting beside me. It's 8 a.m. and we're just talking away. But truly, I have Ebony with me just as my support. There's been times where I've had to like pull over and just sit with her, call my mom, and figure it out. But it's been nice to like go and get my lashes done and go drive like when it's not that busy and just be in a car and like handle myself, okay? So tell me, do you suffer from panic attacks? Do you have anxiety? What have you found that has helped your anxiety, if anything? I remember I was talking about all the like things that I'm loving right now, and I've been using a weighted blanket for those moments where I have panic attacks, and unfortunately you can't bring those with you in the car, but they really help for those days where your anxiety is just like overrun and like you just feel anxious and nervous. So with that, I would love for you to head on over to my Facebook community, Sorority Babe, where we can talk about your anxiety, what's worked for you, what's not. And it's just a great way to communicate with people. There's no sales in there. It's just a Facebook community. It's free, where women are supporting women. There's no pitching. There's no harassment. There's no bullying. It's all fun and games over there with women supporting women. So I hope to see you in there. Until next time.